Hey everyone, and warm welcome to the Inner Peace and Happiness podcast. Today we are here with Maribel Bermudez de Castro, and I've been learning so much about her, about Gerardo Schmedling. Gerardo Schmedling was a Colombian philosopher who was born in 1946 in Chía, Colombia. And I didn't hear about him before 1 year ago when I started with a bioflow retreat and breathwork seminars, and everyone here, the whole group, is talking about Gerardo Schmedling, and Alejandro and Maribel are the ones who are studying him the most. So I asked Maribel if she's open to do a podcast on this really great philosopher that way more people should know. So warm welcome to the podcast, Maribel.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. And so how is it that Gerardo has so much to say, but he's not famous in the mainstream media yet?
I think it's because he has not anything written down.
Exactly.
But I know him and his knowledge about only 3 years ago, but he died in
2004,
and he's expanding now. His teachings are expanding all around the more now in the Spanish countries, but I think it's going to expand all around the world.
Exactly. So the thing is like we said, no. So he was the creator of the school of love, and he was one of his teachings were the seven tools of love, which we're gonna go into, the seven renunciations also, and the seven tools of love. But basically, why he's so little known is he never wrote a book. Mm-hmm. He was just going around Colombia, mostly in Bogota, and teaching, and some people, but it was like 1970s, 1980s, no, like some people were filming it, but it was very, very low quality.
It was in the last years of her life.
Of his life,
yes.
Oh, okay. So in the 1990s to 2004.
Yes.
Okay, so he was teaching then, but Alejandro and you showed me the recordings.
Mm-hmm.
It's super hard. Like, it's like the lowest film quality,
yeah,
and the lowest sound quality,
yeah,
you can imagine. But then it's like normally you wouldn't listen to it. Like, But then it's so profound what he's
so teaching. Profound and so simple.
Exactly. It's like he's talking, he's like a very humble man, and he talks with the most simple Spanish words.
Yes.
But incredible the depth he goes in, and therefore, even with his terrible video and audio, Alejandro even did the job of cleaning them.
He did
like 4 years of his life to go through them and to clean them so the sound is better.
Yes.
Still not perfect, but better, no?
Yeah.
So
it's much better.
And so now it's spreading like crazy in the Spanish-speaking world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a profound philosopher. That's why I really wanted to have you on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So explain us, how did you hear about him? And now you're really studying him in depth. At 3 years, you're going to talks about him. You're meeting in groups of discussing his ideas. So what are your favorite learnings and how did you come across him?
Well, I heard about him by a real synchronicity. It might be, you can think, well, I at the beginning thought that it was a casualty.
Coincidence?
Well, I thought it was a coincidence, but, you know, in a few days, I know that this is not true, that it comes to my life in the perfect moment that I needed. And it really changed my life. It's so simple, his teachings. It is like he involves all the aspects in the normal life, the day by day life. He explains how to do it, very simple path to follow, and that's what it took me, and I try to keep going and learning more about him because
you saw the impact on your life, no?
Yes.
So here we are here recording on the last day of a breathwork seminar, and it's actually a little bit unfair because all people who study him, they have easier times to do breathwork.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Fanny, who was in the last episode, she says like, yeah, you have an unfair advantage because you studied this philosopher of all his tools of life, no? And that's
It's because
it helps. We say seven tools of love.
Yeah, it's because the main tool of love is acceptance, and this changes your life when you understand it. It's because this said that you have to acknowledge that everything that happens is neutral and necessary. This is like his general statement for everything, and if you really understand this, it will change your life. Then there is another tools that, for example, is assumption, that you have to take your responsibility for your own decisions, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. You must understand that everything that happens to you is generated by yourself, and is something internal, not the external factors have to.
And how exactly like is internal? It's like also so, this podcast now is for inner peace, because inner peace is like what happens if you are feeling good, even if external factors happiness is feeling good, then things are going well for you. No, everything is going good. Yeah, you're happy.
Even in the middle of a war, for example.
Exactly. That's. And how do you apply this to your life? Like how did it help these two? How did they help you in your day to day life? How did you accept?
Sometimes you cannot use them when it happens, for example, an argument very very hard or something like that. But then, in a minute, you remember this. You know that you have it inside, and you put in practice these tools. It works, for example, for me. The one of acceptance was the more important, because you have to accept everything that happens in your life, and even if it is a bad fact that happens to you, it's not like that. It's always for learning. It has always have a profound
meaning
and a love propósito.
A purpose
of love. Yeah. Everything has a purpose of love.
Also, if you want to say something in Spanish, I will translate.
Thank you.
Because really, so for the audience, no, the problem is really that Gerardo is blowing up in the Spanish-speaking community, yeah. But I really want to bring it to the English-speaking, because there's nothing from him, there's nothing written, and there's only his notes, and they're in Spanish and in bad quality.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, thank you for doing this.
Thank you for responding this English.
Before we go on to more, so like how did it come to him, to Gerardo? And by the way, Spätling, so he must have like German in the family. No, we looked it up. He has like family from Germany in the past, but living in Bogota all his life. He was born in Chia. But what happened in his life that he got these insights? How did he become so conscious?
Because he has a normal life, apparently. Well, his parents were not very normal. They are all kind of spiritual persons, people that have a conscious of his life. But then he had a... Well, he was had a strange disease, I don't remember. And he actually died.
At 21 or what age? Or?
Yeah, 20-something. I don't remember. Yeah. But, well, he explained to anyone that wants to hear him that he died. Then he met with some angels or masters, whatever, that he found there. And they give him the option to, well, you can stay here and continue your evolution of your soul. Or you can come back to your life, but you have a mission. Then you have to give these teachings that we are going to give you in his dreams. And he decided to come back to accomplish his mission.
To teach, no, yeah. And he was teaching, and he had like 12 chapters. And the moment he finished, he actually died.
Like that, yeah. Just like that. When he finished, he died. When he finished, and it was recorded, all these modules.
Yeah, chapters, yeah.
Chapters, and all of them were recorded in the sound only. And when this was finished, he died.
So he explained that he had like a death or near-death experience, saw the light of the tunnel, no? And then he decided to teach, and
But he spent the rest of his life teaching.
So he was just, you know, like doing seminars all the time, teaching and going around Colombia, Ecuador as well.
Yeah, the first years he was accumulating all this information, and when he was ready, he began to teach. Only 4 or 5 years teaching.
And now all over Spain and, of course, Latin America, there's groups of people sitting together, listening to this to these audio files and talking about it. I was like, all this makes so much sense for life. And yes, so if you want, let's go on in there. Yes, seven. So his two of the easiest, he has a lot of long learnings, but the two of the easiest things now are the seven tools of love and the seven renunciations, which I also really enjoyed. So yeah, let me know that which ones and how they helped you in your life.
Okay, as I already mentioned, the first and the main, well, the most important for me is acceptance.
Yeah, acceptance, assumption. Yeah.
Then there is assumption, and then, for example, the three might be action. He said that he must act effectively and calmly in any situation, without aggression, not even in thought, but also in word and in deed. Then there is gratitude. And gratitude is not that everybody thinks that is saying, oh, thank you very much. This kind of gratitude is appreciating everything one has, including difficult and painful situations, because you can look them like opportunities for learning and spiritual growth. Also, there is the, for example, valuation. It is valuing and enjoying everything one has and does, recognizing the sufficiency of what one possesses.
Okay, como que tienes suficiente, no? That you already have enough, no? Like,
and valuing everything, valuing
to value
yourself and everything that you have. Then also another one very 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 important is respect. You have to respect others' ideas, beliefs, behaviors, decisions, and very important, without judgment. And then
and sometimes in your day-to-day life, no, like you become conscious of like, oh yes, I have to, like, even if I don't agree, I have to respect my coworkers.
That's it. Because, oh, you know, and also when maybe you are not
you don't agree.
Maybe you don't agree, but also it's not only the situations. For example, it is when you want to interfere in one's life, in someone's life, because you have, oh no, I have to help this person because he needs me, and I'm going to help. No, you don't have to interfere. You have to respect his own path, his own destiny. And the last one is adaptability. You have to adapt to the environment and the situations that you are living now. You have to understand that happiness is, as you said before, happiness is an internal state, not depend to the external circumstances. And also, well, as you say, these seven tools of love have seven renunciations. These seven tools imply seven renunciations.
Okay. Nice. Because for me, those are the ones that it really made click when you first told me about him, like 6 months ago or so. I was looking at the seven renunciation. I was like, oh, this is really helpful for my life. So yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite one is, I think, renouncing to suffer. Understanding the deeper purpose of love in difficult situations is the one that is the hardest, but also the best. No, renounce. I renounce suffering.
Yeah, this is one of the best ones. But also, as we were talking just a minute ago, we have to renounce to attempt to change the others. Everybody wants to change the others' opinion or ideas .
I would say it's the most important one, no? This is probably renouncing. I, Maribel, or I, Chris, renounce to change other people.
Yes.
Because, it's...
You have to focus on your self-improvement and not to change the others.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
A lot.
Another one is, for example, renouncing the struggle against the universe order. We also want to interfere, always trying to interfere. It's like we think we are like God, and we want to interfere in the universe order, and we are not God. We have to upset those natural.
That would be, in a way, no, but people who do research to live forever, like Peter Thiel or so, like, does research to be immortal, and there's probably a struggle against the universe order, but there is life and death, no?
Yeah, but you have to upset this natural order. Mm-hmm. And the processes that the universe have is not only in the earth, it's all around the universe. It's perfect, mm-hmm. you know? Also, for example, you told me one of the renouncings is renouncing to blame the others. Also, the external circumstances, you have to
take charge.
Of your own.
Yeah.
Yes, not always blaming the others.
Okay, so renouncing to blame. Yeah.
Yes, and for example, another is renouncing aggression, avoiding aggressions. As I told you, not only in actions, but also in thoughts and words. This is very important because, you know, it's easy, no? To renounce to aggression.
Violence, not hitting people. No, exactly.
But what about tensions?
Because renouncing it in words also, like, is in to doing it, to not do violence is pretty easy for most people, no? Like, I'm not gonna, but then I also can be like, so if I get angry with you, Maribel, for example, I can put myself down of not saying anything bad. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe I'm gonna.
Yes, this is the most difficult one.
Yes, I have to renounce to not think any aggression. That's good.
And then it comes the one that you mentioned before: renounce suffering in difficulties, understanding the deeper purpose of love. As I told you, in all difficult situations, this is the the purpose of love is sometimes hidden. If you look for it, you will find it.
And for you, in which situations has this been helpful for you, for example?
When my son dies.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the biggest sufferings you can have, no, as a mother. And
yes, and you have to decide. This is a decision that I took, and it's not suffering for that, because it doesn't benefit me, doesn't benefit him, doesn't benefit the ones around me. So just
I also really like how you like now dedicated your life to him and of always doing good to the world in his name for him, and
yes,
that's so beautiful.
Thank you, Chris. Another one very good renunciation is renouncing complaints. You have to appreciate that someone has an understanding that prosperity comes from valuation. This is, you have to renounce to stay, keep complaining about everything.
So
this,
again, in your thoughts as well, no?
Yes.
Would be in your thoughts.
It's your fault and also in your words, but it doesn't benefit. Nothing's going to change. It doesn't matter if you complain or not. This is what it is.
Perfect. Okay, good. And then the last point of the seven renunciations
is renouncing escapism. Is to have to embrace the situations and the places that you are. Why do you want to escape from the circumstances that you have to live, for example, or to.
So that would be, for example, if you're in a situation which you yourself provoked, and you don't want to be there. Let's say there's a circumstance that you provoked and you're living in Madrid and you're like, I'm going to go for a month to Thailand for vacation. Running away from
that. That's why I told you this is a very enlazado with the tools.
Yeah. It's exactly. It's very connected.
Well, it's very connected because, for example, it's like, if you generate this, why do you want to escape from that? Is to have to, you have, this is one where the
taking responsibility for your own decision.
That's it.
Exactly, because you take, you're like, okay, I put myself in a situation, so I'm not going to run away. I'm going to deal with it and solve it or accept it.
All of them are connected. Maybe when you apply one of the tools, it implies three or four,
mm-hmm.
because all of them are. You need all of them.
And now, let's say in this podcast episode, so we talked about the seven tools of love and the seven renunciations. How much of his teachings did we cover with this?
How much of of
his teachings, exactly? Because you are studying all his teachings.
Oh, well, I was studying for 3 years now. Not full time, mm-hmm. because I know, well, I think that I have all my life to study this. I go slowly because I am hungry of these teachings.
And you want to learn it well, no?
Yes.
Okay, but like, so how much is the total teachings? Like, maybe what we went through is like 2% of all his teachings, or how much? What are some of his other favorite teachings that helped you? Y como cuánto hay, ¿no? ¿Cuántas páginas o cuántas horas son y cuánto hemos cubierto con eso?
There are thousands, I don't know, but hundreds of hours of recorded. I know that there's a lot of this, but there is also some people that invest their time in doing short and
short clips,
so this will help. You don't have to go through all the records, but for example, there are something about the universe laws. There's also the most that I like. That I like is one chapter that he has about the daily life laws, and this will apply to the
to everyday daily.
Yes, and this is very. I love them, and but there's go little by little.
All right. Okay, if you want, in the next podcast, we'll cover more on his daily life thoughts.
Yes.
For today, if you want, let's call it a day, because also we've been like 7 days here in immersion, no? And we have to do the checkout pretty soon. It's like 2 minutes before 5, and we have a checkout at 5.
Yes, let's go, Chris. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for doing this and for being part and bringing Gerardo Schmetling into the English-speaking community, because the Spanish and Latin American people are celebrating him big time. And I think it's time that his 7 tools of love and the 7 renunciations and his philosophy comes to life also in the German-speaking, English-speaking world. So for every one of you, for every listening to it, have an amazing day or amazing night.